हरे कृष्णा। तो हम सबका परम सौभाग्य है कि हमारे बीच में हिज ग्रेस धीर शांत प्रभु जी, हरि बोल। तो प्रभु जी जो है श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी के बहुत ही वरिष्ठ शिष्यों में हैं, और प्रभु जी जो है पहली बार डिस्कॉन मंदिर पंजाबी बाग में आए हैं, और हम लोग उसका मौके पूरा फ़ायदा उठाएं। प्रभु जी इंग्लैंड में सेवा करते हैं और यहाँ भागवतम क्लास देंगे, तो इस मौके पूरा फ़ायदा उठाएं, ध्यान पूर्वक भागवत श्रवण करके। और जिन भक्तों को हिंदी में अनुवाद चाहिए हैं, वो हिंदी के में अनुवाद पीछे हो रहा है, तो साथ साथ जो है अनुवाद होगा वो पीछे आके हिंदी का अनुवाद जो है वो सुन सकते हैं। और एक विशेष प्रार्थना सब भक्तों से ये है, कृपा करके मोबाइल फ़ोन जो है उसको साइलेंट मोड या स्विच ऑफ कर दें, ताकि हम लोग अटेंटिवली जो है इसको सुन सकें। हरे कृष्णा।
This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 19, Text Number 6. I was supposed to read from this. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is a passage Srinivas Pandit. Srinivas Pandit was the fifth member of the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda lived in Navadvip before the advent of Lord Chaitanya. Srivas led his brother Sri Ram, Sri Nidhi and Sri Pati in their devotional lives of singing Krishna's names, worshipping the Lord and bathing thrice daily in the Ganges. Meeting with Sri Advaita Charya Prabhu, they studied Bhagavatam and prayed for an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Why did they pray? Because only an avatar of Krishna could re-establish Vaishnavism among the staunch atheists, logicians, and proud pandits harassing Nadia at that time. Malini, wife of Srivas, was a constant friend of Sachi Devi. She served Nimai as a nurse. When Lord Vishvambar appeared, the hearts of all the devotees were filled with parental affection. Gaurachandra loved Malini and Srivas as a second mother and father. Srivas Angam was located 200 yards north of Nimai's house. Srivas Pandit's paternal home had large comfortable rooms, a high protective boundary wall, and lush, densely foliated gardens and groves. Every night, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his dearest friends would enjoy ecstatic kirtan, hear and taste the mellows of Vrindavan, hear the raging Muslim Qazi broke the sacred mridanga in his foolish attempt to stop Sri Krishna's Sankirtan movement. Henceforward, Shriva Sangam was known as Kol Bangan, Bangan Danga, the place where the mridanga was broken. The Qazi passed an ordinance prohibiting Sankirtan. Violators would be converted to the Muslim faith and lose their property. Although most Nadia residents of Navadvip panicked over this, Shriva's Pandit laughed at the fanatical law. Within Shriva's Angam, Lord Gauranga Sundara showered his divine form in all his eternal to all his eternal associates. The house of Shrivas Pandit served as the headquarters of Gauranga Sankirtan movement. The daily Bhagavatam classes, nightly kirtans, and many confidential Vraj pastimes of Lord Gaura Ray occurred there. Shrivas Pandit and Sri Advaita Acharya, the learned chiefs of the Brahmana community, dedicated all their energy to the Lord's Harinam Sankirtan movement. They surrendered their bodies, minds, homes, friends, family, and all possessions to the Lord Gaura's service. They knew no other gods or goddesses. Shrivas Pandit maintained his family, not because they were his relatives, but because they were Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loving servants. Shrivas Pandit represents the marginal living entity, Tatastha Jiva. The devotees headed by Shrivas are described as Lord Chaitanya's small limbs, his face, eyes, hands, discs, and other weapons. They all took part in Sri Gaura Sundar's pastimes. With them, Lord Gauranga spread the Sankirtan movement. Shrivas Pandit is Narada Muni, an internal galactic preacher and constant associate of the Lord. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. Srivas Pandit Ki. Vishnu Pati Maha Mai Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyeta Me Maha Bhage Loka Natar Namo Stute. Vishnupati Mahamaya Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyeta Me Mahabhage Loka Mater Namostute. Vishnu Patni Mahamayi, Mahapurusha Lakshane, Priyatame Mahabhage, Loka Mater Namostate. Vishnu Patni, a wife, O wife of Lord Vishnu, Mahamaya, a Maya Maye, O energy of the Lord Vishnu, Mahapurusha Lakshane, possessing the qualities and opulences of Lord Vishnu, Priyata, kindly be pleased, may upon me, Mahabhage, O Goddess of Fortune, Lokamata, O Mother of the World, Nama, obeisances, Astu, may there be, Ta, Te, unto you. Translation: after profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotees should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the Goddess of Fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all of his qualities and opulences. O Goddess of Fortune, please be kind to me. O Mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport: the Lord has multivarious potencies. Pararas saktir vividaiva shuyate. Since Mother Lakshmi, the Goddess of Fortune, is the Lord's very precious potency, she is addressed here as Mahamayi. The word Maha, Maya, means Sakti. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme, cannot exhibit his power everywhere without his principal energy. It is said, Shakti Saktiman Ebeda, the power and the powerful are identical. Therefore, Mother Lakshmi, the Goddess of Fortune, is the constant companion of Lord Vishnu. They remain together constantly. One cannot keep Lakshmi in one's home without Lord Vishnu. To think that one can do so is very dangerous. To keep Lakshmi or the riches of the Lord without the service of the Lord is always dangerous. For then, Lakshmi becomes the illusory energy. With Lord Vishnu, however, Lakshmi is the spiritual energy. Omagyatmanandasya jnanjana salakaya chaksuram militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavishtam stapitam yena bhutare svayam rupa. Shirupam satyajatam sahagana ravijayam shamsakarshya. Advaitam Sadhubhutam Sri Janasaitam Shri Chaitanya Shri Radha Krishna Padam Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Hare Krishna two different persons in this world. One is the materialist, the other is the spiritualist. The materialist, he's acting out of false ego, thinking that he is the Lord of all that he surveys. Whereas the spiritualist, he lives in the world and is dependent on the mercy of the Lord. So, these two persons, they may appear to be the same. They eat, we eat. They drink, we drink. They dance, we dance. They work, we work. It seems to be the same. But actually there's a world of difference between the two. And the difference is the actual mentality in which you do all your activities. There are two main energies. Krishna has many energies, but there is two main energies. There is the Mahashakti energy. And there is the material energy. There are also two occupations. Nirvritti Marg and Pavritti Marg. Nirvritti Marg is the path of renunciation. Pavritti Marg is the path of sense gratification. Prabhupada gives an example of the swan and the crow. He says that in this world there are swan-like persons and there are crow-like persons. We have so many names which we label ourselves in this world. So many labels. I am this person, I am that person, I am this and this and this. Hundreds and thousands of names we call ourselves. And identify ourselves with these names. However, Krishna has condensed all these hundreds and thousands of names into two categories. And those two categories are, one is either a devotee or one is a non-devotee. One is a swan-like person or one is a crow-like person. The swan is a very wonderful bird. You have swans here? Huh? Only crows? Anyway, some places where it's nice and peaceful, there are swans. And the swan, he is always cleaning himself. He is brilliantly white in color. And he peacefully swims in the lake. He is the personification of renunciation because he has no nesting place. He has no home. 1 minute he is in one part of the lake, the next night he is situated somewhere else. So very renounced. The swan also has the ability, when taking milk, to extract the water and just drink the cream. There's so many qualities of the swan. Now the crow, it's also a bird, but it has a different nature. It's very noisy. Croak, croak. Very harsh sound. Very attached to its home. Back in the early 70s, I was in Calcutta Temple in Free Albert Road. We were having our kirtan in the temple, and outside there was this big tree with many crows, and they had their little home in that tree. And it was a little bit like there was a competition between the devotees having kirtan and the crows being very attached to their tree. Croak! This is our home. Go away, you devotees. Croak! There's an English saying, birds of the same feather flock together. We had different feathers. Means someone had to leave, either the devotees or the crows. Well, I was there some years ago, revisiting that temple, and I noticed that all the crows had gone. The devotees reigned victorious over the crows. They cannot stay together. Non-devotees and devotees do not unite together. The mentality is much different. In fact, everything that's connected with Krishna and that which is not connected with Krishna is as equally different. Just like this mandir. What a wonderful decorative building for the pleasure of the Lord. There are hundreds and thousands of buildings in Delhi, but are they decorated to please the Lord? Do they have the same atmosphere that we have here? No. Because this is for the pleasure of the Lord, and that's for the pleasure of their senses. I am the enjoyer. One Prabhu told me yesterday that the pride and joy of Delhi is your flyovers. What is it? Your metro flyover? Is that your pride and joy of Delhi? Why don't they decorate them like this? All I see is these concrete pillars. It doesn't look even very attractive. There's nothing wrong with transport, but if you do it in the service of the Lord and offer it in a nice way, like we offer these pillars, it would have some meaning. It would have some pleasure, some value. Correct or not? Correct? So go out one night and start decorating all these pillars out there. See what they say. In London, we have our temple. It's in Soho Street. Soho Street is the worst street in London. It's the most degraded place. But we have our temple right there, right in the center. Next door, there's a pub. You know what a pub is? You go drinking alcohol. Same street, but one activity in one building is different than the activity in the other. If you go into Govinda's, you may go in a little bit sad, but you come out ecstatic. Wow. What a wonderful experience. I'm coming back there again. You go into the pub next door, you go in a little bit sad, and you come out even sadder. Same street. So what makes the difference? It's the consciousness of what is going on in these places. Krishna says that my material energy is divine. Everything is Brahman. Actually, everything is Brahman. Everything is part of Krishna. But when it's used separately from Krishna, it becomes material. So our purpose in this Krishna consciousness movement is to change everything that's being used in the service of Maya to use that in the service of Krishna. Even our bodies don't belong to us. It's Krishna's property. So we're here to purify our bodies. Even our bodies need to be purified so it can be used in Krishna's service. When I first joined the temple in London, the first thing I saw was two devotees hitting each other. And I was looking. What? You know, I was an ex-hippie. We believe in love and peace. Yeah? So I went to the temple president and I said, what's going on here? I thought this was a temple and I came here for peace. And this is what I get the first day? He said to me, don't worry. This is a temple, yes, but it's also a devotional hospital. The people who are coming to this hospital are sick, and they're just taking the medicine to purify themselves. He said, don't worry, something will happen to you too one day. Nah, not me. I'm love and peace. Huh? But 2 weeks later, sure enough, he was right. And I still have the scar to prove it. Suddenly a big boil came up. You know a boil? You know what a boil is? Huge thing. And I came to the temple president and I said, "What's this?" He said, "I told you so." He said, "Your body is so contaminated because of your previous activities. The Krishna is now, he's taking all that poison and bringing it out in one place. Hare Krishna." It's the scar. I still have the scar. So, the body needs to be spiritualized. The mind needs to become peaceful. The material intelligence has to change to spiritual intelligence. This is what we get when we come and take shelter in Krishna. It says in this verse that Lakshmi, because she is connected with Krishna, she has all the same qualities as Krishna. And that is the same for Krishna's devotee. Sometimes devotees ask me, "How did you meet Prabhupada?" I can tell you the short version if you like, because it's connected with this verse. Would you like me to tell you? I was in the temple. As you come in the door, the temple was on the left, and there was some stairs leading up to the offices and ashrams. One devotee was sitting on the stairs and he was preaching to me about Krishna consciousness. You have to understand, I was a hippie, long hair, beard, mustache. We hippies, we thought we were already God. If we weren't God already, we soon would be God. That was our understanding. So he was preaching to me, but suddenly he bowed down right before me, right at my feet. And I was thinking, wow, he really understands me. But then when he got up, he said, "Did you see my spiritual master go from the bathroom to his room?" This was up on the first floor. I was, of course, a little bit disappointed that actually he wasn't bowing to me after all, but he was bowing to Srila Prabhupada. He said, "You can come tonight and listen to Prabhupada. He's giving class." So I said, "Okay, no problem." He said, "It starts at 7:30. Of course, I was late. I arrived about 8 o'clock. Already, Prabhupada was giving class. When I walked in, Prabhupada was sitting in his Vyasasan here, and the deities were over on this side. So I decided to go as far away from Prabhupada as I could. And I was right next to the deities. And as soon as I sat down, I looked at Prabhupada and said to myself, why are all these young people listening to this old man? This is incorrect. What is the older generation done for us? We are starting a new revolution. The hippie revolution. And as I was thinking like that, suddenly the devotees started to turn around and look at me. And I was thinking, why are they looking at me? There's their guru, why looking at me? And this went on for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Then I understood the problem. You want to know what the problem was? Huh? I hadn't washed my feet and changed my socks in 8 or 9 days. The smell was so bad that even the head pujari had to light up not one incense stick to counteract the smell, a whole bunch of them. Smelly feet. After Prabhupada's class, one devotee came up to me and he said, "Do you want to come back here again?" I said, "Yeah, why not? Can you please wash your feet before you come?" So that was my first instruction. Since that day, I had clean feet. Hari Hari Bol. Cleanliness is next to godliness. That's the first thing we have to do, is be clean. How can we be godly if we're not clean? The whole material world is like a desert, a filthy place, a stool house. Prabhupada said, if you go to the toilet, you do your business and get out. The material world is like that. It's like a stool house. It's no place for a gentleman. But we can transform this horrible material place and make it Vaikuntha-like. In 1973, on a morning walk in Mayapur, I was present. At that time, we only had the Lotus building. Everything else was paddy fields all around. Suddenly, Prabhupada stopped. He said, "This is my international headquarters." We looked at each other, wondering what Prabhupada was talking about. Perhaps Prabhupada had some kind of fever that morning or something. International headquarters, Prabhupada? It's just paddy fields here. How can you say this is an international headquarters? So he had the vision, and we have no doubt today when we go to Mayapur, is Mayapur the ISKCON headquarters or not? It is. See how it's transformed, and how that wonderful temple is rising in the air. Nityananda spoke to Jiva Goswami once. He said, when Lord Chaitanya disappears from this world, the whole of Mayapur will be inundated by the Ganges for 100 years. After 100 years, the river, the waters would recede, and many temples will be built there in Mayapur. And one big temple will rise. It will spread the rays of the holy name throughout the world. This is spiritual energy. When we do something for the Guru, if it's done to assist the Guru, we have the whole disciplic succession behind our Guru to help us in whatever we're doing. That's spiritual energy. So, needless to say, in Krishna consciousness, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. We're on Lord Chaitanya's boat, crossing the ocean of saga, the material ocean of material illusion, crossing that ocean. Don't jump off the boat. Yes, on a boat journey there will be some days where you'll experience some seasickness. Not every day the water is calm. That's okay. This is the nature of this world. Whether you're a devotee or non-devotee, you will have to go through the different experiences of this material energy. But because we're on Lord Chaitanya's boat, we're like the lotus flower that's within the water but is not touched by the water. We are transcendental to the modes of material nature. Maya cannot affect us if we are following the orders of our Guru. You may be sick one day. You may think, I gotta get off this boat. I'm feeling too sick. It's too much for me. What is the point in jumping off the boat? Because the boat is rocking because of the waves in the water. Huh? The waves is what's making the boat rock. And you want to jump into the waves? This makes no sense. Stay on the boat and wait for the mercy of the Lord. The mind will be peaceful. The senses will become illuminated. You will chant your 16 rounds one day in ecstasy. But you must stay on the boat. As long as we're on the boat, we are moving in the right direction. I was living in Delhi in 1973 too. During that time, on the road there was only ambassador cars and a few taxis. And it was very pleasant to go from one part of Delhi to the next. Do you remember the lady in the blue? Do you remember those days? The ambassador cars, just a few of them. There was some taxis, rickshaws, bus. And it was a pleasant place. I came from, what's the temple I came from yesterday? I came from Gadya to here, and I was looking out the window. What's happened to Delhi? What's happened? And I was looking at the people's faces. They were not happy. Something's gone wrong. You've gone in the wrong direction. Why? Because we want the Lakshmi without Vishnu. Vishnu, ha! Old fashioned. But I have news for the people of Delhi. No, you are wrong. The latest fashion is dhoti, kurta, and sari. All over the world, the boys and girls are wearing. And the latest hairstyle is the sika. What is old fashioned is the jeans. Is this idea that we can enjoy separately from Vishnu. Enjoy Lakshmi separate from Vishnu. That is old fashioned. We learnt the hard way. Therefore I'm sitting here today with full realization. I made a mistake and asking you, please do not make the same mistake. Stay on the boat of Krishna consciousness and be wealthy. Be really wealthy. Real wealth is spiritual wealth, not this pound, shillings and pence. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose, and our destination is back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. There's 2 minutes left. If you have one question, I will try to answer. What time are you supposed to finish? What time is class finish?
Prabhuji, thank you very much. I had one small question. You said that when one feels seasickness, then what's the use of jumping out into the waves? But how to get that the tolerance power to face that seasickness?
When you go on a plane journey, what do they ask you to do? Fasten your seatbelt and enjoy the flight. Right? Fastening seatbelt means sadhana bhakti. Prabhupada has given us a nice program. Engage the mind and the senses in sadhana bhakti. Of course, the beginning of a plane journey is very touchy. Right? Shall I demonstrate? It's going down the runway, eh? this thing going to take off? It's peculiar. It's like, and then suddenly. Now, how can you sit back and enjoy the flight? It's not something you can enjoy. Suddenly your life has changed drastically. You got to get up 4 o'clock in the morning. You have to chant 16 rounds. You have to sit on the floor and listen to people and give classes. Drastic change. And even when the plane takes off, it's got to go through all those clouds of illusion. And then suddenly, up there where the sun is, everything is bright, calm, and peaceful. Well, then you can just sit back. Enjoy the flight. Who is driving the plane? Is it you or is it the pilot? Pilot. In our Krishna consciousness, who's taking us back to Krishna? Huh? Guru and Krishna himself. They will take us as high as they want and as fast as they want, according to our surrender. If they see you're jumping off the boat, they see you're not so serious. They will not take you so fast. So stay on the boat and engage yourself. When the mind's engaged, you will not even think you're sick. I have had that experience. I've been sick one day and I think, well, I'm not going to meditate on my sickness. I'm going to go and preach to someone. And when I preach to someone, within 5 minutes, wow, the fever is gone. So it's mostly mental. Devotional service is not different than Krishna. It supersedes all material obstacles and conditionings. So the answer to your question is, make sure you're engaged in devotional service. One time in the early days in Vrindavan, Prabhupada's servant introduced a devotee who was the first to memorize the whole of Bhagavad Gita. It was a disciple. He said, Prabhupada, this is one of your disciples. He's memorized the whole of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada didn't even look at him. He told his servant, just make sure he's engaged in some service while he's in Vrindavan. So even academic study, you may do as much as you like, but if you're not engaged in devotional service, that academic study has very little value. You will forget after some time. I'll end the class here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Vrindavan.